In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Yes, the church started in the power of the Holy Spirit, in the power of the Spirit of Jesus. On that first day of Pentecost, there were 3,000 men that were baptized and converted. As Peter preached, "These men are not drunk as you suppose." It is only 9 o'clock in the morning. It is what the prophet Joel said, "In the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh." Hallelujah. I'm looking at Acts 2, verse 45. "And all sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need." Therefore, they had a community, and they sold their goods. And if any Christian had need of it, they were able to help. I'm telling you, if all God's people just tithed to their church, there would be no need for welfare. There would be no need, because the church would be taking care of its own. But you see, we have not been taught that the first fruits go to God. The first 10% goes to God. The Lord told us a couple of days ago as I was reading that we have robbed God by not paying our tithes and offerings. "And they continued daily with one accord in the temple." See, they're still Jewish. They're still Jewish. They're never going to get rid of their Jewishness. Thanks be to God. "They continued daily in the temple and breaking bread," that's the Eucharist, "from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and single-heartedness," hallelujah, "praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as would be saved." Praising God, using time to praise God for the Messiah, praising God for his word, praising God for the apostles, praising God for the blood, praising God for the cross, praising God, praising God, praising God. Now, it says, chapter 3, "Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer." It was the ninth hour. So you see, they're still Jewish. They're still Jew, but they are fulfilled. They are fulfilled. They have come to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. They have come to know that Jesus is the long-expected Messiah. Are you Jewish and you're listening to me? I tell you, read Isaiah 53 and read it prayerfully. Open your Old Testament, or open the Hebrew Scriptures and read the 53rd chapter of Isaiah and see what it says. It describes Jesus to a T. It describes what happened to Jesus on the cross to a T. This was 1,000 years before the coming of the Lord, at least 1,000 years. I tell you, friends, Peter and John are on their way up to the temple at the hour of prayer. "And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple," which is called Beautiful. So this man had his position at the Beautiful Gate. People were on their way to the temple, from the Beautiful Gate to the temple. Oh, they'd feel sorry for them, and they'd give him a couple of coins, you know. They'd give him something. They'd give him something. He had a good place. That Beautiful Gate, just right in front of him was the temple of God. Many people used that Beautiful Gate. He had been there for years. Remember, he was lame from his mother's birth. So, you know, this guy's got a pretty good living, as a matter of fact, because people going to the temple are feeling, you know, we're going to pray, we're going to help this poor bugger, he needs our help. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. The man sees Peter and John about to go into the temple area, and he asks Peter and John for alms. You know, this is natural. Please help me. I'm lame. I need to support my family. Please help me. But Peter fastened his eyes upon him and John and said, "Look on us." Peter fastened his eyes upon him and John. The both of them are looking at this lame man. "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive some money. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have I give unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk, my Lord," using the holy name of Jesus. We don't have silver and we don't have gold, but in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. I think the churches, Catholic, Protestant, and Orthodox, we can say we have silver, we have gold, we have money, but we don't have the power to say we have the power, but we don't use it. Silver and gold, we have none, but what we have, we give you in the name of Jesus. Get up and walk. I was telling the story about John the other day, and I want to tell it more fully. When I went to the hospital, I started singing and singing and singing and singing. And John was in this coma, and they said that his brain was mush. And I kept on singing and singing and singing. "There's a sweet anointing flowing into this place. Step into the water and see." I sang that song over and over and over. And at the end, I said, "You know, John, Jesus is here, and he takes you to a high mountain, and he cools your brain with the beautiful coolness, and the swelling all goes down, and you're perfect." The next day, he woke up out of the coma, and his mother was almost crazy. "What's happened?" Well, he says, "Mother, I'm all right. I'm talking to you. I'm not dead." The mother was screaming. They told him that there was no hope for this in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Get up and walk. I tell you, the church has that power. But you see, it must exercise that power. I have before me mustard seeds. They are so tiny. The mustard seed of faith in the name of Jesus. Get up and walk. Peter and John said, "Look at us. Look at us. Look into our eyes. Silver and gold we have not, but what we have we give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and walk." I tell you, this is powerful stuff, because I'm going to tell you, we still have that power. I remember when John came to us, he had taken a stroke. And the reading that night was about the man with the withered arm. And I took John up in front of the congregation, and I said, "In the name of Jesus, John, your arm be healed." And you know, he moved his arm. The stroke was gone. He moved his arm. Then we had him walking up and down the church. I said, "You need physical therapy. Go to your doctor. You need physical therapy." He couldn't move his arm, but he moved his arm. And, you know, he fell on the floor. He was so shaken that he was healed, I tell you. But then when he went to physical therapy, you know what the doctor said? "That's impossible for it to happen." And the whole church saw it happen that day. "In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, John, your arm is healed." I said, "Move it." I commanded it to move. And in the name of Jesus, he moved it. But then he lost his healing. He lost his healing. Because the physical therapist said, "That's impossible." And when he came back and told us that, I said, "How many people in the church saw John's arm healed?" And the hands went up. You see, I'm not saying you shouldn't take physical therapy. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying, you know, if you get healed, you get healed. But you can lose your healing. Oh, yes, you can lose your healing. He lost his healing. We don't see John anymore. But that's okay. He goes to the other church, the other Catholic church. That's fine. That's fine, you know. But I tell you, we had the power to say, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, John, be healed now. So Peter fastened his eyes upon the man and said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive some money. And Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have I give thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. Immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. He was asking for alms, and Peter took his arm, A-R-M, not A-L-M-S, and he started walking. He started jumping, and he leaped up forward and walked and entered into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. He was walking and leaping and praising God, walking and leaping and praising God. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up, rise up, rise up. I tell you now, everyone knew this man. Oh, he's in the temple area now, jumping around, walking and leaping and praising God. And now they all know this guy. They put money into his cup. They've all done this, and they see this man, and he's jumping and praising God. And you know, they're thinking one of two things: he never had this disability, or what happened to him? What happened to him? And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Isn't it wonderful? Praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto them. There's a commercial of going down south, and you know, they're going down a water slide. He said, come to this place, you'll be filled with wonder and amazement. Oh no. Come to Jesus Christ and see his power, and you will be filled with wonder and amazement. Your mouth will be opened by what the things Jesus knows how to do. I tell you, but he only needs that mustard seed of faith. He only needs the person who will stand up and say, in the name of Jesus, I have the authority to say, get up and walk. Oh, we've seen the lame walk. I remember when I was in Arizona, there was a man with his walker, and I prayed with him, and I said, take me by the hand. And I said, in the name of Jesus, you walk with me. And he started walking with me, and his legs started getting stronger, and he pushed me away. He said, I don't need you to hold me anymore. And he walked up and down and down and up and up and down. In the name of Jesus and by the power of his blood, that man was healed that night. That's beautiful. You see, the church has been given this power in the Holy Spirit. But you know what? It's like a muscle. If you don't use it, you lose it. It's there still, but you've got to use it. The more you use it, the more you see things happening. You see, this man, everybody's amazed because they all put money into their cup, into the cup of this man. I tell you. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement. The only one that will fill you with real wonder and amazement is Jesus, at that which they had happened unto him. As the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. Solomon's porch, and they were greatly wondering, how did this guy get healed? How is this guy jumping around? And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Why do you look so earnestly at us, at Peter and John, as though by our own power or holiness we made this man to walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, had glorified his son Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the Just One
and desired Barnabas, or Barabbas, a murderer, to be granted unto him, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God has raised from the dead. Wherefore, we are witnesses.
I tell you, we have this power because this Jesus went to the cross and he has been raised from the dead. I tell you, you tried to kill the Prince of Life, but no one could end the life of the Prince of Life. Oh, he stopped breathing, but he was resurrected on the third day, and he is all powerful. All power in heaven and on earth has been given unto Jesus, you see. And his name, this is it, and in his name, Jesus, and through faith in his name, Jesus, hath made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by Jesus hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of all you people. I tell you, it is in his name and faith in his name that this man is healed. It is in the name of Jesus and faith in the name of Jesus that this man is walking and leaping and praising God. It is in the name of Jesus. We didn't do it. The only thing we did was we believed. We had faith enough to grab him by the arm and say, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he started walking. Oh, jumping and leaping and praising God. I'm thinking the people in the temple say, you know what? We're uncomfortable with this because this means that religion has power. Oh, yes. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and throughout all the ends of the earth. I tell you, a lot of people go to Mass just for going to Mass, you know, but they don't have that power. The power that God gives through the Holy Spirit, the power that we received at baptism, the power that we received at confirmation. You've got to use that power. You've got to use that power. I'll never forget Elizabeth. Elizabeth was in my sixth grade class. She didn't like me very much. This is 100 years ago. And Elizabeth's mother was very sick, and the fever wouldn't break, and they were all worried. I believe Elizabeth's mother was a nurse. I'm not sure of that. But the point of the matter is Elizabeth found a quiet place. I said, you know, when you're asking God for something, find a quiet place. And she sat down in this quiet place in her room and closed her eyes. And she said, you know what happened, Mr. DiLorenzo? This happened a long time ago, between 1968 and 1972. I said, what happened, Elizabeth? She said, it got very quiet within. And the next time I looked at the clock, it was an hour. I had been in the presence of God. She didn't say that, but that's what she said. I had been in this feeling for a whole hour, and it was like 1 minute. And guess what? I said, what? She said, my mother, the fever broke. Hallelujah. There is power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. But you see, you can have the power, but unless you use it, silver and gold I have not, but what I give you in the name of Jesus. Get up and walk. I tell you, I've been hearing stories of some of the things that God has done through our ministry that I had nothing to do with other than just leading them to Jesus and praying with them. That's all I had to do. I couldn't heal the people, but you know what? Somehow they find my door. Somehow they find my place. Somehow they find the smallest little church in the Archdiocese of Boston, and they come. Got a call today. When will we be able to have a healing service? I said, every Saturday at 5:30 we celebrate the Eucharist, and then we pray for healing. And yesterday we went to Revere. And I don't often do this, but one of my parishioners drove me to this woman's house. And let me tell you, We prayed with this woman, and we prayed with this woman. The house was filled with Italians. Oh, yes. I knew they had good food, you know, because wherever you find Italians, you find good food. But they wanted to feed me before we prayed, and I said, oh, no, you can give me something after we pray. And we started singing unto the Lord a new song. We started singing unto the Lord and singing unto the Lord. And then I had all the Italians, I'm Italian myself, come around this woman, and we're going to pray. And I led them in prayer, first of all, that Jesus would come into their heart, and second of all, that the power of the blood would bring healing to this woman. I tell you, this happened yesterday. This happened yesterday. The house was filled with people. I told them stories about healing. I told them stories about people healed of cancer. I told them stories about John that I just told you before. Oh, yes, I told them stories to build up their faith. I said, you know what? God and Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And then we prayed. And then we prayed. And we prayed for healing. I can't heal this woman. I can't heal this woman. But I know someone who can. Jesus promised, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And we started to pray. And I tell you, the presence of God was in that room. The presence of God was in that room. The presence of God was in that room. And you know, I don't know what happened to all the people that were there, but we anointed her in the name of Jesus with the sacrament of the sick, believing that God was going to heal her. I can't make her better, but I can have the mustard seed of faith, believing. I tell you, they've been coming down to our church for weeks, for about 3 or 4 weeks now, but she wasn't able to come this Saturday. After we prayed with her, she started walking to the bathroom as if nothing was wrong with her. The day before, my friend said, it looks like she was going to die that day. Like, I don't know what happened, but I do know she walked well. I don't tell you she's healed, but I do know she walked well. And then we prayed that she be healed. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, get up and walk. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, this cancer goes by the power of the blood. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto the porch that is called Solomon's porch, and they were greatly wondered. And Peter saw it, and he answered unto the people, you men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Or why do you look at us so earnestly, as though by some power or holiness of our own we made this man walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his son Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate. But you denied the Holy One and the Just One, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you. And you killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, wherefore we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath been given him, and made him perfectly sound in the presence of all the people. And now, brethren, I wish that through ignorance you did it, as did also your rulers. But those things which God did before had shown by the mouth of his prophet that the Christ, the Messiah, should suffer, and he hath fulfilled this. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when times of refreshing shall come from the presence of God. So what did Peter and John say? You see this miracle? This miracle is for this man, but it's also for you. Repent, turn away from your sins, and believe in Jesus Christ. Repent, and that the Spirit of God came upon them and gave them times of refreshment. Oh, Lord, I want to pray for those times of refreshment. I want to tell you personally, God, I need those times of refreshment, the times of the Spirit of God coming upon us. I need more of the Holy Spirit, not only for me, but for this ministry. Oh, Lord, let there be times of refreshment, times of gathering up all the things that you've done and praise God for them. Father, I praise you for what you've done. Forgive me for being ungrateful. I praise you for what you've done through your servant and your son and our Lord and God Jesus Christ. I praise you for what you've done. I praise you, Lord, that you've given me the airwaves. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord, that you give them to me and not to somebody else. Let me always use them for your purposes, not to gain anything for myself, but for your purposes. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, I ask you to come upon your people today and give them times of refreshment in the power of the Holy Spirit. Come upon your people today and do miracles, signs, and wonders. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, by the power of his blood, rise up and walk. Be healed of back injuries. Be healed of tumors. Be healed of seizures. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Listen, I need to hear from people so that we can pay our bills and be on radio next month. We go from month to month. Please, if these broadcasts are a blessing to you, you write Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, the name above every other name, may he be praised and glorified. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.